Ladies and gentlemen, boys and the girls, welcome to another exciting episode of Question of the Week. We are your new hosts. Brenton did the job amazingly for 84 episodes, and I thought it would be disrespectful to the body of work that he's put forward if we just ended it, right? And yeah. So we're going to keep going. I think it's a fun segment. I think a lot of people do like it. And last week, Brenton asked, what are your thoughts on the Sideshow Hulk premium format announcement? And we had one answer from Knight746. Love that dude. He actually just commented on our D&D stream. Nice. He says, I agree with you, Brenton. I always seem to like the Gray Hulk version, but the classic looks the best in the lineup. Now, I know there's been a little bit of drama today with the Red Hulk. It's a retailer exclusive. I think initially it was announced at a edition size. Is either 175 or 275, but Sideshow did update it to be TBD, which there's some people that are upset about that. Not really our world, though, so I'm sure John on Fridays will talk about that since it just happened. But our question for you this week is, what is... Actually, I have a little... We'll pull it up here. Let's see. What is your favorite accessory? And, Dean, my favorite accessory... It's one that I don't own currently, but it's one that I have owned in the past. It is the Hot Toys DX07 exclusive, the Luke Skywalker in the Darth Vader helmet from the vision scene in Empire Strikes Back. I think it's a great accessory. I think it's really cool that Hot Toys, though they have remade the Bespin Luke figure, they have not included this accessory. So it's a very exclusive part. Don't really see it for sale that often on the groups. I've seen it a few times. And it usually costs you about $100 plus the times that I have seen it. And I think, do you own this piece, Dean?
I don't know. I might. I haven't opened up my DX07 in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got, you kind of piecemealed one together, right? Because you had basically got the box from one collector, different parts from others. I'd be curious to see if you have this one in the collection.
Yeah. It is great, though. I think, honestly, one of the best Mark Hamill likenesses, and maybe just because of like the eyes, like you could just see it in your mind's eye, that scene from the movie.
Scene, yeah,
and it's just like, oh shit, like that's a pretty solid pick. That's a good pick. Accessory.
Thank you. Yeah, now your pick, I believe it's a bit more recent. What is your pick, Dean?
Yeah, my pick is the fusion sword from the Game Toys Cloud Strife from the movie Advent Children.
There you go.
In the movie, when it starts, he uses a bunch of different swords. Mm-hmm. Let's see, it's 2, 4, 6 different swords. And he uses them throughout the movie in different ways. And then in the last fight, he starts putting them all together. And it ends up looking like a updated version of his classic Buster sword.
Which is, it's this one here.
No, that's the, like, the base sword. That's what it looks like when it's all together, yeah.
Oh, I see, when it's all together, I got you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And, Game Toys managed to make it functioning with magnets, so, like, look at this. It's not falling apart, it's not going anywhere.
Shit.
And it functions exactly like it does in the movie, it comes apart, you could... take apart parts of the sword.
That is really
and
cool.
It, like I said, it's sturdy. It functions properly. The magnets are nice and strong, so it comes in.
Damn,
swords.
That's pretty badass.
It's really cool. I didn't think they were going to be able to do it, but
they did
it wrong, and I'm happy for it because I love the fusion sword. I thought it was so cool when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, the fact that they actually get it functioning is pretty wild, so...
That's pretty fucking intricate, actually.
It really
is. I like
is.
That a lot. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, because I have the PlayArts Kai version, and it doesn't function the same. It's just separate swords, and then they give you the complete sword.
All together.
So it doesn't function like it does in the movie, but Game Toys, you know, in 6th scale, you know, it's bigger. They could do a little more stuff with it. So it actually functions. It's cool.
There you go. Well, if you have a favorite accessory from a 1/6 scale figure, any figure, it doesn't even have to be 1/6, Let us know. We'll read your comments next week. Knight, again, we appreciate you for commenting last week and for also tuning into our Dungeons & Dragons stream, which, by the way, the last hour might actually be probably some of the greatest teamwork and resourcefulness I think I've ever seen. Yeah, problem solving. It was pretty wild. It was a really good stream. It's a long one, but it's really good. But we love you, Brenton. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you've done. 84 episodes. Nothing to sneeze at. And we will take this torch from here and continue building on the awesome legacy that you've built for Question of the Week. So we love you guys. Again, comment below. We'll read your comments next week. And if you have a question idea as well, let us know. And we'll see if we can't also get some ideas from the chat for our Question of the Week. Love you guys. Nice. Have a good, happy Sunday. And we'll see you Monday for an unboxing, Tuesday for the main show, and you know the rest. Love you guys.
Bye.